Good afternoon, all the meditators. So here, so everybody meditate 15, 20 minutes up to now.
This meditation program that you guys are enrolled in, we are doing this for the very first time, isn't it? Yeah. And all of us have the conditions and the what it takes to meditate. But what I see, you know, what I see as the greatest problem for everyone is a lack of habituation. Putting the time and the effort and designating a time every day and then sticking to it and then just get at it, you know, and then getting into the habit of this meditation is what I see as the biggest challenge for everyone. Yeah.
Oh, tuksini, ngamashwa tere tangzo kamachonga nishu anishu kumjagi insen sengi takjo chesha anishu ta telosh chik kumbashi tengko yashi rabata ta di kichimuru shi tungu yore roti madum na ani tapshi shi medenga roshi otere shi chasang ta susu yi kele chaba chaba nashin tanda shine re rawa shine ko tsuya re chasang muye tuni simshu ma chasya tanda pa ani lo tang lo tuni ani kumba tengi insi otukshine yang simshu kye kwaya chikdere.
So what I see is important for everyone is to be resolute, you know, in continuing this daily commitment, you know. Because once you have committed to it, you know, then you need to live up to it. You know. From your side, you must make that, you know, carry on that pledge, that oath, you know, and get at it. Yeah. And everyone is just beginning, you know, to meditate. Yeah. So it will be challenging, but it's important. What I see is to get at it. You know. Putting aside that 15, 20 minutes a day, just get at it, no matter what, you know, and just do it, you know. And then you have to think, you know, I'm going to do this, you know, from year to year. You need the kind of determination, yeah.
Oh, tukse. Ani, tangazu kum yakala, kanga mangure. Ruwa, one kanga mangure. Chik sim, alamazu sim di, kinto kumba mebanza, and sim yangdu at, shuji lalabure. Rosim mikbal mane di mane sing tangzo ki kangai chesu yi chagi yore ro ta kama chigi na ta sem degi mi duwa ro gomja dunga za hakwa ya shire ko sem di yui chila mikbal te se kama chigi degi mi duwa namsa yang duwa ya shi ta di mane si shiwi si ta gomja yi pa si chibu shiwi cha degi yore otire.
So There are many challenges we will face in doing our daily meditation, and one of the greatest challenges for us is that we are easily distracted. You know? We can tell from our own experiences that, right? We cannot even stay still. You cannot even focus on the object of observation. You know, whatever you're meditating on for even more than even a minute. Yeah. The mind just runs away. So I see this as one of the greatest challenge.
Karsana, chikdang ta gomjaya yun sudu gana chokshune tinshya danya dhoshi chabiyo re ngazola rwa chikwane ka bhagin nyamnyung tuya delbu yomare inayako bina shingi tinzu yukabla samlu yi tangbaya na takwaari shi samlu yi tangbaya na wane chikbagi tinshya yi tenbaya na simlu tenbu shi yu dayashi rwa ane chik bina karso re shingi tinbi penyun kye Atembe Nimike, Mara Tensulo Nimike, Shingi Tembe Pain, Same, Anne Tinema, Anne Shig, Zawa Teba Jamba, Anne Gajin Tensu Kubake, Anne Taganashi, Anne Teba Jesuda, Anne Shig, Sanjesu Takova, Tandova, Shidder Tawas, Tedegudo, Anne Taganashi, Tela Anne Shigta, Jinsamambo Kweshe, Tatonai, Ranginaola Neva Meva said, Anne Shig. San Lama said, "Ani Sanje Tamje Tilegi Chababare said, An Taganashi, Tate to Sanje and Shamsun, Chamsu Samanam, Rangi Twin Chiki Yores. O Tinegita, that Tine Yung De, Ani Taganashi, Ani Sita, Kasura. Anichi, Takatin Tene Kubachava Sekala, Yungu, Pena Kasura. Bagi, cium dia berkati. An sange tamjil aja berkati. An rangi seju cingil aja berkati. An sangsing kurdu tu berkati. Saya tidak saja nanti yang kedua. An tak ada nasi. An si kasore. Bagi. An juve tensula. An si kita nyebekone. An dubarce nyebat dubarce. Tak ada nasi. An kurdi kone rimroce. Tak ada nasi. An si kita 가서 것이 두 번째 어떤 대기다 삼로 뒤편에 딱 봐를 심어서 다워 숨쉬는 라티 양내 양도 삼로 식당 봐이나 그러봐 라길 로라니 시 곰자기 시리 시우 이때 못해 되지 그러봐 토가 직부에 숨 때 못해 해야 말해 나 편에 다워 숨을 숨 땅 봐이나 오늘 수수 염류 통해 뒤대 용구도 와 자장 시 로라 차 되지 그러봐 어디를
In the course of our meditation, of course, eliciting a genuine experience would be difficult, but from one perspective, we look at the purpose of our meditation, what it can achieve for us. This meditation exercise that we do daily, it's helpful in developing our mindfulness and vigilance with regards to the topic that we are meditating on. Yeah, so the daily meditation practice is kind of like an exercise of generating this mindfulness and vigilance. Yeah. So let's say here, now we are looking at the topic of correctly relying on the virtuous friend, isn't it? So let's say for the past couple of months, or if we're going to do it for the 3 or 4 months, you know. So in the course of the meditation, with respect to guru devotion and correctly relying on the virtuous friend, we would be reflecting on the 8 advantages of correctly devoting to the virtuous friend, the 8 disadvantages of devoting incorrectly to the virtuous friend, and then
there is the root, which is then the root of the, then the next outline is the root, training in faith, yeah. And then you have cultivating or developing respect through remembering the kindness, isn't it? Right. Then with respect to the root, training in faith, then there are 3 points, isn't it? Why do we have to look at the Guru as Buddha? Why we are actually able to do so? And then how do we look at the Guru as the Buddha, isn't it? And then how to look at the Guru as Buddha. Under that section, there are 4 outlines, isn't it? 4 reasons to prove to your own mind that your Guru is Buddha, isn't it? The first one, Vajradhara asserted that he will appear as the virtuous friend. Number 2, the Guru is the agent or the doer of all the Buddha's activity. Number 3, even today, all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are still working for us sentient beings. And then number 4, there's nothing to trust in our view. Whatever we see is not definite, isn't it? So these are the 4 reasons, you know, that we use, you know, to train our mind to look at the Guru as Buddha. And then after that, then there is cultivating respect, remembering the kindness of the virtuous friend. Yeah? And in that section, it talks about the kindness of the Guru in terms of giving the Dharma, that how the Guru is kinder than all the Buddhas in the past, and kinder than Buddha Shakyamuni. And then number 3, the kindness in bestowing blessings. And number 4, the kindness through gathering us into his care through bestowing us material gifts and so forth. Yeah. So these are the ways, the things that we can bring to mind. And through this, then we remember the kindness of the virtuous friend. And through that, then we develop a respect for the virtuous friend. And then after that, all this pertains to rely on the virtuous friend correctly in thought. Then there's also rely on the virtuous friend correctly in action. And as for that, then there is making offerings to the virtuous friend. Number 2, offering service. And then and number 3, obtaining advice. I mean, carrying out the advice and the instructions of the virtuous friend. Yeah. So these are the various things that are covered in the whole section on Guru devotion. So, you know, if you have been able to do this through reflecting on this every day, you know, being mindful, then we are reminding ourselves at least on a daily basis, you know, oh, there are all these things. Yeah. And then because of the habituation, you know, then because of habituation of thinking about them every day, at least, you know, reflecting or reminding ourselves, you know, so whenever we think of the topic, it comes up easily, isn't it? Because, you know, because you've been getting at it over a sustained period of time, isn't it? So as compared to if you just listen to the topic, you know, I don't think, you know, the impact will be as strong as this, yeah. And being able to recall all this easily, you know, due to recalling on these topics on a daily basis, you're able to recall them easily. Yeah? So being able to recall the facts easily is the foundation for meditation. It's not that you guys have already started on the actual meditation. No, you are actually just laying the foundations now. And in our experience, we can see that, you know, through, you know, recalling certain things over and over again, then it becomes very stable in our mind. As in, you know, we can remember it easily. So whenever we recall the topic, it just comes now.
isn't it? So this is necessary. To be able to recall the topic like that is a necessary basis to then start on actually analyzing and meditating on the topic. Yeah. So as such, you have not really you know, started on the meditation yet.
어떻게 제가 다시 소속별 변화 댄스 녹화 세드나 다 원해지 다 님이 가려면 소소스마 딱다 차와지나 갑갈로 신경은 대화치도 갈라 아니 지 콘도 사인 그요래 어 콘도 사바이나 지금 말해서 남선지 님이 게디 로라 차트웨신 것도와 변나다 신경이나 조심 깨바이나 디기지 장단냐바 냐바로 내고 그랬어 근데 남선지고 아 깨 가야로 하지 갑갈로 토와인 그요래 갑자기 남성님이 텐트베시. 로봐, 어떻게 켜버린 거래다? 님이 깨리나 텐트 위로 매바이나 아니 거꾸로 와. 저선다 편도시 대용되기 어렸어. 어떻게?
So, you know, in the course of our association with the virtuous friend, sometimes due to certain conditions, there are chances, you know, that we will get upset, you know, with the virtuous friend or get angry. But if you happen to be someone who is familiar with the topic of guru devotion, let's say you have thought about it, you have at least recalled, you know, the let's say the 8 disadvantages of incorrectly devoting to the virtuous friend, isn't it? Because of that familiarity, at least you know, with at least the material can appear in your mind, you know, easily because of being familiar with it. Then you know. When your mind is about to get upset with the virtuous friend, and because of that familiarity, you know, then immediately, you know, the thoughts of incorrectly devoting the virtuous friend appears in your mind. Isn't it? Then, for example, you know, if you understand, oh, if I get angry at the virtuous friend, you know, then I destroy, you know, merit accumulated, you know, over eons equal to the number of moments I get angry at the virtuous friend, and I have to be born in the lower realms, you know, equal in number. For as many eons as equal to the number of moments I got angry at the virtuous friend, for example, you know, then you know because of that, you know, immediately you know you are able to stop yourself. Yeah, but this ability to recall these disadvantages has to be a result of familiarity, having at least thought about it, you know, on a daily basis for over a period of time, isn't it? Yeah. So that is one benefit I think we that applies to us. Yeah. Isn't it? Right.
특진이 다 곧 남성 템바 용체 남성 아니 지 컨트롤 중만에 대해서 막 시트백이 아니 지 아 편도시 용토야지 어디를 시작잖아. 어디를 시작? 특진이 다 드네마다 신의 등소감을 땅원의 지다 고매디. 가서래 조조 신이라 견도를 녹아고야 집다 원해 집다 내가 최소 시대다 그래 그러면 견도를 녹아지 아니 연대 강투도 닦고야 나 중남 산정호수 닦고야 팀에나 연대 중남 가도 있나 닦고야 견도를 녹 대마다도 닦고야 나디 내가 최소 대책이 그래 그러면
and the crux of guru devotion practice no? One of the main essential points is to stop the mind looking for faults. Stop the mind looking and focusing on the faults, and stop that particular mind focusing on the faults and being affected by it. That's one essential point. And the other essential point is basically to focus on just looking at the good qualities. Best is to be able to look at as Buddha. Yeah, but otherwise the essential point is focusing on the qualities. Focus on that, you know, and hold on to the good qualities. Yeah.
어떤 것이야? 제자한테 티다 강해 신부래. 그러고 랑에 나와서 쇼신부이 누가나 깔아 갖고 열래. 그러고 지금 견도에 놓고 꼭 봐서 세든 원에 시유지 깔래래. 랑에 나와라. 아니 지금 쇼신부이 누가나 그러고.
But stopping, you know, the mind that looks and focuses on faults and being affected by it, yeah, is the most challenging one. One of the most difficult points. Why? Because we give truth, yeah, to our what we see. Yeah. Because we basically take the side of, we think we are right, essentially. Whatever we see is right, basically.
어떻게 제가 다 대나나다 조조다 랍샤나다 튀어도 와 다시 소수생이 된 조금에 깝라 신이라 유대 강 여바 강야로 와서 센시 송치 아니 다 대라니 신인들 유대 대단 대도 우세니 다 가두이나 대 유대니 삼고야 즉 내가 지 대두고 여래 로 차장 면아야 보기 유대 강야로 와서 여바시 삼는 당시 어 대도 우세니 근데 신기티 약보를 시작해서 연대 딘데시 두신다 연대기 총도 양도 양도 삼도 한식 다 고바탕부 딘데시 시작.
So you know it's mentioned in the teaching is that you know even you know if we cannot find you know all the qualities you know but whatever quality you can find in the virtuous friend you know you hold on to that use that as the basis you know and then you place your mind on that you know and just focus on that you know hold on to the quality, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Remember, just reminding yourself of that, you know.
Oh, 된대시네. 다 된대 통해도 가나 된대 약보시 잡아야나. 연대들 약보선 어 연대 된대 삼해나. 아니 그지 견 통바 있나야. 티다 시다 기랑나 쓰는. 스톱하지 마요 것이. 어디 잡으린 것을.
And if we are able to seize you know, the good quality of the virtuous friend, hold on to whatever you can find, you know. You hold on to it, and because of that, you know, even when you do, for whatever reason, see a fault, you know, a fault appears to you, you know, but your perception, your earlier perception of the faults, of the, you know, the qualities, you know, the earlier perception of the qualities of the virtuous friend, you know, will overwhelm your perception of faults, such that because of seeing the qualities of the virtuous friend, your mind doesn't get disturbed by seeing false. Your mind doesn't get disturbed, yeah.
어, 근데 용토야시, 어, 다 뒤돌아다 곰바된 거야, 시리샤. 너무 들려, 담보는 원해지다. 균년은 매바통한테 가꾸래. 놔. 이나양 꼬 윤댕이 초수 흉수야. 아니, 띵원의 윤댕, 딘데도 쓴다, 뒤돌아다, 뒤초수 장투나. 아니, 균통바이나, 쓴는 멋져야시. 제발 흉아 시리샤, 세상. 어래, 딘데, 제매도 섬구여래, 어디래서.
So this is what I think as a beginner should focus on, yeah. Because it is difficult at this stage, you know, to not focus or seize on the faults, you know, and being affected by it, yeah. But if we can focus on the good qualities, you know, and think of the good qualities, then because of your perception of the good qualities, even when you do see a fault, or there are problems, you know, then your mind will not be disturbed. Yeah. Not be affected by the seeing of faults, yeah.
Oh, Tindrisha. Chazan, Tanda, Karachi. Rang, now, and never, never say there. Did a couple of you and Tondo got wrong, now, and never, never say, Xiang. Rawa. The act. 변도 신부 연구하래 재산 떠나가래 내년 리뷰 때도 맡을지 세시도 어찌지다 랑기다 내년 비 리뷰 때도 맡아야지 산재만은 웃음 춘추장스 알았어 다들 나와드니 맡아봤어 세배지 산재 통과면서 떠가래 나도 라우림 가와이 나와서 떠가다 랍시시도 왔다 찍지
주시님 노래 So, suddenly I forgot what I have to say.
Rangga naola nyapa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good meditator.
So, you know, the outline, one of the four reasons for proving to your mind that your guru is Buddha is that there's nothing to trust in our own view. Whatever we see is not, you know, whatever appears to us, you know, is not what we think it is necessarily. So that point is very helpful when we see faults. Yeah. So whenever we see faults, you know, then you know, if you can remember this outline and the points that are covered under this outline. So in the essential nectar, so there's a verse that says, you know, until I'm free from the veil of my karmic obscurations, even if all the Buddhas would descend in front of me, I cannot see anything that is beyond what I see now, this ordinary appearance, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So as such, I do not have the fortune to directly perceive the Buddhas, yeah, in their actual or pure aspects, yeah.
哦，他听到他讲，让给闹了，你把那把什么子痛的的，说是心，今天给他那大概有阵天冷了，突然没把的，是吧？是吧？以前没事，让给痛的，给他点把也没解把没得话，我提了，知道。So
because of our veil of karmic obscuration, there's no way we can see the Buddhas directly. So what we see. It's just what we see. There's not our appearance cannot transcend the current appearance. Yeah. So as such, you know. So yeah. So basically, the point is that whatever we see is not necessarily the truth. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that didn't answer. 가서래 조조 드리셔 딱 가서는 신이 된 소금바 고메디 조 드리셔 문해식다 랑기 연대시 동시 아니 대박제시 문해식다 지금 아니 수신도 땜바이나 문해식다 단나티도와 단 라멜류라 아니 산제다 전주세마 제마타나야 망기 죽지 아니 지 랑기 초밥표 같아서 딱그리시 해봐도 알아봐 아니지 아니 지봐
So the main thing is here is to focus on the good qualities and focus on the good qualities, and through that, you know, one develops faith, and then that's one continues on to then correctly rely on the virtuous friend, and with that correct reliance. So it is said in the teachings that, you know, with the kind of reliance, you know, then, you know, all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas will abide in the exalted body of the virtuous friend. And through that, you know, through accepting, so all the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas enter into the body of the virtuous friend. And through when the disciple makes offering to the virtuous friend, then, you know, because of the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas abiding in the body of the virtuous friend, you know, the disciples get the merit of making offerings, and also through that, you know, then in every moment, you know, the obscurations will be purified. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 아니 저 아니 계시 소재라도 좋다며. Oh, 독신이 나한테 용돈이 있어서 신이 출신도 때문에 독신이 나 영보도 때문에 신이 출신도 때문에 산재 탐재 뒤로라 쇼시. 아니 지랑이 강체바 있나? 아니 지 뒤뒤 봐도 나와 타야. 아니 저 대라도 좋아요. 어 딘데인자 아니 산지 고방 토발은 유로와 세지다 다다. 아니 지만 니승도 미자가 세다 패인 망보지 송도 받다 신이 때문에 패인 개선에 걸라 니승도 미가 차라는 차를 유신에나 채바 세다 용토에 고 균세지 여바래.
어려워. So yeah. So if from the disciple side, if they rely correctly on the virtuous friend. And all the Buddhists, you know, actually abide in the body of the virtuous friend and receives the offerings that the disciple makes to the virtuous friend. And as through that, you know, in every moment the disciple collects, you know, huge amount of merit. And through that, they are able to finish the accumulation of merit easily. And in every moment, you know, because of that, you know, they're able to purify, you know, so much obscurations and negativities. Yeah, and through that, you see, then. You can also link it to the various benefits that are mentioned, yeah, in the teachings, isn't it? The eight benefits of correctly devoting the virtuous friend, isn't it? Because from that example, you can see then how one comes closer to enlightenment, and because of that, you know, through accumulating merit, yeah, and through purifying the mind, one will not be born in the lower realms, and then through the correct reliance on the virtuous friend, then from life to life, one will be taken care of by gurus. Isn't it? So you can actually make a link, yeah.
Oh, 독신이다. 아, 단다 들으셔. 단 조조 다 신이 되게 쉬어야 되래. 닝보디 다 연대 통과야. 어, 신이는 몇 연대 통제. 아니, 견딘도 안 쓰기 눈두배시. 독신의 재산 연대 초래 여바든서 대시. 아니, 딜하다 콤바된 거야. 다 먼저 레방볼로 드네 있어래. 신이 된 거네 약불에 있어. 독신의 디초로 꼬면. 아니, 딜에 죽나? 다 견디고 쓰기. 견 통과이나 하고 쓴맛통과지. 쓰기 눈두배. 용해 딜레시오.
So as a beginner, so the point is to focus on good qualities, you know, whatever partial qualities there may be, you know, just focus on that, you know. And when you focus on the qualities, you know, and you know, then your perception of the good qualities and having faith in that, you know, will overwhelm whatever faults, you know, that you may see in the virtuous friend. Yeah. So that is the way to start, yeah, as a beginner.
어, 딘드르셔. 딘드르셔. 아직 주어지는 섬로다. 디도가 갈수 왔지. 당원에지 산재당. 다 산쟁 갈수 그래. 다 디래. 가진, 가진 삼에 디래. 배나 산쟁 우수 전바 있나요? 다 랑게둘러 산쟁 원에지. 다 다시 해도 마셔야 토바도 오지. 랑게둘러 원에지. 폐바 있나요? 다 돈당에 다대기위 신이기 지혜를 하가지. 다시 해도 마셔야 해도 우수 편에 지혜 겸해버려. 그러봐. 주어지는 직발. 납제대야 직발. 그러봐. 티를 하가 매딩이지. 그러봐. 땅에서 깝깔로 승부도, 땅 산용으로 통해 쉬우면 승부도, 다들 기회신이 티를 하가지 체험해봐라.
Then, with regards to cultivating respect towards the virtuous friend, to remembering his kindness, sometimes, you know, people think that, you know, oh, if they can see the actual Buddha directly, you know, you know, they will get something, you know, more than what they can get from their own virtuous friend, you know. But even if all the Buddhas were to descend right in front of us, and if we happen to be able to see them, even like whatever Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni, or, you know, let's imagine if we can see them, you know, there's nothing more they can do to us than what our virtuous friends are already doing to us. And in terms of the things, the advice that the actual Buddha will, you know, in the pure form will give to you, is not going to be anything more than what the virtuous friend is already giving us. You know, whatever teachings, advice, you know, it's going to be the same.
어떤데 삼로 당세 단단이다 단단 랑기다 주등이 제시 지랑 다 산제 인 삼에게 다 뒤대 쳐라 로 뒤쳐서다.
So anyway, to, you know, thinking about these points, you know, and, the end game is that, you know, you want to move your mind towards the direction of seeing the Guru as Buddha. Yeah. The point is to move the mind, one's own mind, in that direction.
어떠셔? 저자다 단단히 쉬었지래. 가르치나다. 곰잡채, 토다이, 나, 신이 뜬저의 꼴기 넘쳐, 용조, 지란 게 로일라, 용수 쏘봅시다. 로일라, 생이 다 팀베이도 돼야지, 배신 차기요. 당 아는 염용이 돈 세번티래. 당 아는 염용 가리충송 쓰는 티베이는 얘다 라이티래. 다 녹신자, 삼로 땅에도 가라, 신이 뜬저의 꼴 용수 쏘봅시다. 라는 게 팀베이라 돼야지. 아, 원해지. 다 지금, 딘데기 편도 용돼야지. 당 아는 염용티래.
So if you were to ask me, myself, what is my experience of, let's say, reflecting and meditating on this topic of guru devotion, so if you were to ask me that, then I tell you that my experience is that because of thinking about this on a regular basis, then this whole topic of guru devotion, you know, appears to my mind clearly, very fresh, that it stays in my mind, you know, and I can remember it very clearly. So this is my experience, if you were to ask me, this is what benefit I got.
Oh, then take a shower and share it. The couple of months and singing like Jundu Lotan, Jiki, the child of Namsang Oda, singing like Tonan Dikimades, and one is Jikta, Matim Nimi Ge said the Namma, Jik Lot Chelsea, and it's Jikta Dikimades, something Namsang walk together, Pendo Yoshi, the thing on a young girl.
So, and in my case, no, it's my experience that because of having thought about it, you know, so the subject is very clear in my mind. So when there were occasions where I could have gotten upset or angry with my own virtuous friends, but because of having familiarity with the 8 disadvantages of incorrectly devoting the virtuous friend, then immediately I was able to restrain myself and I was able to tell myself, oh, that is incorrect. If I, it's incorrect for me to get upset, yeah. So I was able to, you know, stop myself, and that was due to being very familiar with the 8 disadvantages, yeah. Expecting ourselves who are beginners do not see faults in the virtuous friend is extremely challenging. But what is plausible beyond what is possible within our reach, what we can do is to focus on the good qualities of the virtuous friend, and that will overwhelm any perception of faults we may have. Yeah, there's a big difference, you know, because it makes a huge difference, because if you are able to perceive good qualities of the virtuous friend, you're able to hold on, you know, focus on that, then even if you do see any faults, you know, your perception of the qualities will overwhelm your whatever perception of faults that you may have, and as such, you know, your mind will stay calm. You will not be disturbed, you know. You'll not be affected or disturbed by seeing
those faults, yeah.
So my personal opinion is that where we need to focus, you know, is to concentrate, you know, to strive in, you know, the practice of looking at the qualities. Yeah, focusing on the qualities, yeah.
What did it? And Dana Shin, Dana Shuana Shire, and it's the Shin it then to the Kuru Sidon, Sazan, Jirang, the Timbe Yula Yudevashi. Or Tindeshi, Sosa Pendo Yumte, Tindresha, or Tinde Jinche, and it's Yiko, Chigda, Chig, and it's Yiko Shin it then to Kalam, Pendo Yumte, and Dota, Kanyam, and Chet, Simbit Lata, you took along when I go, just in your other term, and then I go.
So as I said earlier, because of having, you know, thought about this, you know, on a daily basis, you know, so such that now the whole topic of guru devotion remains very fresh in my mind, and it can appear, you know, clearly. You know, I'm able to recall, you know, when I want to, I can just recall the facts, and that makes it very useful, you know, because this becomes like the capital. You need this capital, the working capital, before you can actually do any serious reflection or analytical meditation on the topic. Yeah. Okay, so I've finished sharing with you my experience. So now guess whose turn is it?
Do you get what I'm saying? Huh? Okay. Now, anybody want to share their experience?
Mike, okay. Patricia, you look enthusiastic. Normally, you sit behind when suddenly sit in front. I think, I think she must be dying to share, right?
Just share a small, short thing. What you get after doing these two-month meditation, you find a little bit different in your mind or no? Yeah, share just one small experience, yeah. So maybe people can hear, you know. Yeah. Benny? The short one. You can sit down there, pass the mic. Just short, you know, what you get. You know, was any this 2 months, some difference in your mind? Little bit, of course, not change, but
So for my case, exactly what Ken Rinpoche said, you know, about getting familiar with the outlines. Now, for the first time in my life, the outline is clearer, you know, like so much clearer than before. Before I thought, oh, guru devotion, you know, but now it's like really, you know, the topic really appears very, very clearly, and I get my facts in order, you know, as like very confused before. So yeah, this I think helped tremendously for my case.
Good. Yeah, Calvin.
I guess one thing that helps me is that I'm able to whenever I recall the past. Past experience I have with my gurus, I sometimes do get upset, and I'm able to generate genuine regret about it.
Yeah, behind.
Okay, actually I have a few things to share, but since Rinpoche said only one, so I just choose one.
So we're all meditating, so must share. Huh? Yeah.
Actually, I don't think that I really have experience or realization during meditation, but I guess because of having doing this exercise, then you get more with readings, you know, you get more information about what we should do and why and all this thing come. Then recently I have an experience where maybe there are some unfavorable conditions that happened to me. And then I was wondering, I must make my practice not very good, that negative karma ripens, you know. Then I think, then because of the guru come out, because of the practice, right? I mean, because of this exercise. Then I realized that where do the guru actually come in place, you know, when this thing happened. But then after a few days later, when I decided that since the unfavorable condition happened, but then I managed to change the condition to something positive, or at least change my mind or see it in another way, then I realized that it's not what happens that matters, but it's how do we react to the situation that matters. Then when I look at it, I feel happy about myself because I don't blame the situations, and I'm happy that I'm able to overcome the situations by making it positive, you see. Then I realized that, I guess the guru indirectly guide me by having Dharma in me. So it's not that he create magical in me, but indirectly I gain from him guiding me through the Dharma. So that's my experience. Thanks.
For my case, sometimes I do the meditation with a clear mind. Then after that, I feel that I get blessed and feel very happy. Then sometimes, even though I do 30 minutes and more than that, but the content, the object of the meditation is not really clear. And then I think I need to do more study in order to get the meditation to think more of the contents.
I think I can remember some of the points better. Most important is that the understanding the importance of guru devotion. That's all.
Yeah. Those who really don't want to talk, they no need to talk. Yeah, you really don't want to talk, then it's okay.
For me, it's like After doing 2-3 months of meditation on the same topic, it seems that I feel very familiar with that topic.
What?
Very familiar with the topics. And
I thought very boring.
I'm going for exam like that.
Okay, yes, good.
Okay, so.
Doris must talk, huh?
Okay, first thing I have to confess is basically is that I don't have a fixed time, but what Rinpoche says is that I have to fix a time to do the meditation during the day, especially in the morning. There are 2 days, if I recall, that I do it past 12 midnight, actually it's not within the day. But at least I know that I would do it, but not complying to the so-called 24 hours. Okay, so I'm confessing. Again, the other thing is basically is that with these meditations, especially when I go through the incorrectly rely on the gurus, and I think too certain things have happened, like for example, that in the past haven't know who will become our guru under what circumstances, which is very important. Like for example, taking oral transmissions, the person will become automatically become your guru, and by doing that, that time I wasn't aware, and during the practice time, sometimes amongst the Dharma brothers and sisters, we tend to sometimes gossip about this teacher, but actually it's, by right it's our guru already that like not so fluent in certain things. So with that thinking, the thought of having not relying properly, and I really very, very scared at the time. So with that, I built up courage recently and approached my guru to confess and ask for forgiveness. And after that, actually, I felt a very great release from my mind that with that, I now can practice much better on guru devotions. So that's something I'd like to share.
Yeah, Doris.
I started with just going through the outlines and thinking that I have enough materials to meditate for 15 minutes. But after a few days, I realized that I didn't really have sufficient material. So I did some pre-reading. I used the Heart of the Path by Lama Tsupa Rinpoche. And I found that it really gives me a lot of material to reflect on and to use Rinpoche's material to apply it to my own experiences with my own gurus, and it's a lot more fruitful after that. And also, like I guess what Rinpoche has already covered, it makes the whole topic a lot more familiar. And also I mean, in terms of the structure, there's more of a structure. And also, I guess for me, the most important is to not dwell on the faults of the guru if it comes up sometimes because of the severe negative consequences that I'll face. It's a lot easier for me now, I guess, not to sometimes the thought just involuntarily comes up, why does the guru do this? Or, you know, even slightly negative thought that I'm quite afraid to face up to. Yeah, that is basically it.
Hello. Okay, for me, what works is what don't work for me in the meditation is that if I just go through all the list of the outline, then sometimes it become quite dry, you know. I mean, of course, I get more familiar with the overall outline but it become very dry. And also for me, sometimes on the day to day basis, I don't meditate at the same time, you know. Trying to rush through sometimes
so
at
that's
night.
Why must meditate at the same time.
Yeah.
Wake up early.
Okay. So these are the things that doesn't work. Yeah.
I'm telling only you, huh?
Okay. So the meditation that works are when I actually go into a particular outline itself in detail. Like for example, like let's say for the first one, you know, the benefit of correctly devoting a guru. So let's say, for example, if you get closer to enlightenment. So if I just meditate, you know, just on that one itself, and spend a lot of the time, reflecting on the material of you know, that topic itself, and also reflect back my relationship with the guru, all this, then it become a lot more touching. Yeah, so I thought that are the things that works. Yeah.
Yuk-chin, you don't want to talk?
Actually, I didn't commit. I only here to listen. For myself, I think the meditations actually helped me to be more appreciative of my Dharma learning. What I actually do is I actually relate to my past experience from the first time I get contact with Dharma, how I had opportunities, and over the years, the various experiences I got. I guess that kind of made me more be more appreciative of the opportunities and chances that's opened up to me to get closer to Dharma.
For my case, if I manage to do meditation with a more focused mind, I find that my day is lighter, not get agitated easily. But on certain days that I couldn't, I rush through my meditation, the day become very upset. Yeah.
For me, I just started to learn how to meditate, so I learn from some of the senior. So I do what I call the medicine Buddha meditation. So I find somehow it works. Help me through the day, focus, more focus.
I think at the beginning it was very good to be able to wake up early, and then after that I realized after a week or two, you know how you ask us to do the preliminary before going on to guru devotion, and I realized I got carried away when I was doing the seven limb, because when I do offerings, right, I would go all over the place. Like I would go to Tibet to imagine the water, and go to Garden by the Bay to imagine the flowers. And then I got carried away. And then after that, it becomes longer and longer, right? And then I get late for work. And then after that, I thought to myself, is it actually correct to go and think about so many things, right? And then also when I go to the four immeasurables, and I think may all sentient beings have happiness, and then I'm stuck at the word happiness, and then I start to think within the meditation itself, what is happiness, and then I go and branch out what is happiness, temporal, ultimate, and then I start thinking about it, and then I'm late for work again. And so my question, I have question is like, I always get stuck like this. So it means I'm not focused, right? Because the gist of the meditation is actually guru devotion. So if I keep going places like this, I think I wouldn't get to guru devotion meditation in the end. So in the end, I sort it out. I say, okay, you imagine, but limit it. And then after that, I go to guru devotion. Okay, the guru devotion thing actually helps me. I mean, before you decided on the topic itself, I was already reading the, what is that book? The Lama Zopa Rinpoche book. I don't know why, but I started reading about it. And while doing the meditation, I realized that there are many, many points that I do not understand, and it propels me to go and reread the book again, and then to dig out my Lamin Chemo and many other things. So it helps me. I mean, maybe it doesn't help me to focus very much, but it helps me to go and dig out information.
For me, I think I did it at night, so it's after the end of the day, so usually it's very tired. So I end up, maybe 10 minutes, I'll be falling asleep.
I find it very hard to in meditation because even in retreat, in long retreat, it takes like maybe 3-4 days to actually settle the mind. So this 10-15 minutes, the mind isn't settled to actually think and focus on the subject. So for me, it's more of trying to calm my mind, I think. Yeah, because this period is, when the work, it gets really stressful at times. So when I try to meditate, the mind is just thinking of the day's work. But yeah. So that's my difficulty.
Okay, for myself, right, what happens is that I do it early in the morning when I wake up. So I try and wake up. I will always be waking up earlier to do it. Then I spend about like a minute to three just calming myself down on breathing. Then after that, it hits on. Then I find that by meditating, it helps to actually really calm the mind and then keep the day going in a very peaceful mode. That, and then if I have a bit more of the time after, like on the because for me I haven't been learning like much. So, the virtuous friend topic is really more of like for me till now, it's really appreciating the guru and the kindness, and really be thankful for it. Yeah. So after that, if have a bit of time and go on to the VP, then I kind of feel like sometimes when you have an enemy and something like that, you kind of like don't think of the enemy as an enemy, but more of like treating the person as a friend, just like a guru kind of thing, and then you kind of like don't see the faults of that person that much anymore.
For me, I do it in the morning before I go to work. I'm just actually regurgitating whatever that I have, the outlines, and not really go much in depth. So I guess I need to read more on the heart of the path to get more material, and I can think logically why those points are correct. So up till now, I'm just a little bit more familiar with the outline of in this meditation list.
Actually, this is the first time I try to meditate because I know it's a commitment. Then initially, I try to wake up early and do first thing in the morning, but after a while, then not enough time, so I did it in the night. Then I felt that doing it in the night is not too good because most of the time I drift off to somewhere else. So in the morning, on weekends, when I have time, I normally go through the notes first, then I do the meditation. So after the meditation, I see what are the points that I miss out or forget. Then next one, I try and make sure I remember them again. So doing the morning is very good, actually, because after that, you feel very happy and you go to work, you feel much brighter.
I must say my meditation is very shallow. No depth, no concentration, just like going through the motion. So, to me, it's very disorganized on my thoughts and all this. So, end of the meditation is supposed to, for example, to have the feeling and then concentrate on the feeling. I feel there's nothing. I think I still have to need to put in a lot of effort.
Hi. I realized that when I do the meditation, it's more helpful to do the preparatory, the preliminaries, such as going through the refuge and then the four immeasurables. And before I actually go into the
guru devotion meditation, I actually do some sort of breathing meditation to calm myself down. This is after the preparatory. And I meditate a little bit on bodhicitta, although my understanding is limited, but I do based on what I know and what I feel about bodhicitta and how it is affecting my life and those around myself. And once I have gone through the breathing meditation and calm myself down, I will go through the review meditation where I look at the points, I look at the qualities of my guru, the kindness of my guru, before I go into the advantages and the disadvantages. And then after that, I will think about how fortunate I am to be reborn as a human in this life, and that I know that I have to do this, and that is how I developed step by step. At first, it was just one or two points, but as time goes on, it becomes more as I am able to link from one to another. And I feel that I don't rush myself into doing it at first. You know, at first it wasn't like a 15 minutes, it was just basically review meditation. But as time goes by, it add on from 15 to half an hour, and now I'm doing it on a daily basis, consistently 1 hour meditation. And I do it very early in the morning, yeah, extremely early, because I like to meditate from the time past 12 to 1, so it takes about 1 hour from there. It's very calm, it's very quiet, and it's long after dinner, so I know that I'm not bloated. And at first, I see a lot of thoughts coming in while I try to focus, but as time goes by, I realize I can see from one thought going to another, and I realize there's a gap. That was where I focus, and then slowly go into the meditation on guru devotion. It takes step by step.
For me, I realized the spontaneous thought, like when I see the guru, that kind of stuff. Last time I used to think that I had faith, but now the spontaneous thought that the guru is the Buddha just arises.
I don't know what to say. Anyway, I tried a meditation. In fact, there's no fixed time for me because early in the morning, I got to bring my granddaughter to the kindergarten. So it's a rush. And I sleep late at night, and basically I'm a night person. So, but I've committed to the meditation, in fact, and I make it a point to meditate every day. So I've been looking at the benefits. So the one that keep on playing back in my mind is the very first benefit. And the first benefit is practicing the instruction given by the guru. So I was looking at this point and says that if I have taken someone as a guru, then I would have taken a vow. You know, the meaning that I have to live in my vow, the practical moksha vow. Then if I were to practice that instruction, then every day, that means I would try to, not to transgress that vow. So if I don't transgress this vow, means mindfully, I would be, you know, cultivating the accumulating merits for not transgressing. And if I had been listening to the instruction of my guru beside telling me, you know, live in your vows, you carry along a lot of baggage in your past life, then you need to do a lot of purification. So some of my younger Dharma brothers and sisters would know, sometimes when I come into the center, I would make it a point that even if I turn the privilege, I say, I need to do that. I say, I need to purify a lot. I carry a lot of baggage. So, Guru also tell us to recite mantras for purification during the 35 Buddha prostration and all that. In fact, I have been trying to do all this. And I thought the first point is something which is actually the kickoff. If I follow the first point, the first benefit, and that is practicing the instruction of the Guru, followed by serving the Guru. But I was thinking how everybody want to get near to Rinpoche, you know. But I'm always at a distance, you know. But then I was telling myself, there are other ways that I can, you know, it's not the distance. I say even if, you know, I would be involved in, helping in set up during, you know, any of the pujas to in any way that I do, even washing the toilets and all that, or setting up the seats and all that, it's okay. I think indirectly, I think I'm helping the Guru in that way. So that makes me closer to the organizing, to ABC, to the gurus, to the teachers who are giving us the teachings and all that. And the other point, the first point also, because the first point have the first benefit has two parts. And as I told you, you know, it is each time when I sit down, it's the first benefit that keep on going in my mind, because I think the first one was spin off for the rest. So the other one was making offering, you know. So I was thinking making offering the best is, of course, to give the Dharma, but I'm so lack of it. So the only thing that I think I can do is just to give ang pao. So I thought that's the best, because I remembered when Lama Zopa Rinpoche was here during the last visit, and also when we gave Ken Rinpoche, Geshe Chongyi, the Long Life Puja last year. I remembered Lama Zopa Rinpoche said something to the effect that, oh, now I'm very rich. That was when he was, no? After the Long Life Puja, where he has to give a response. He said, now I'm so rich. He said, I got so much money. And I was thinking about it. It is only the right way if you can even give an ang pao. It's so, so very, you know, beneficial, because the Guru can make use of the money to make use of mega project, for mega project like Maitreya Buddha projects, the Siraji Food Fund, and so on and so forth. And as for Ken Rinpoche, last year when we gave the Long Life Puja, Ken Rinpoche specifically says that with the money, he will build more dormitories, if I'm not wrong, you know, for the monks or something of that sort. So I thought, if that goes towards the Guru gets all the vows and all the other things, I think indirectly the merits that whoever contribute or gives the offering to the Guru or to the teachers, I think it will create greater merit. And that's the reason. And as that is it's only the first benefit that each time when I sit down, that is the one that takes up the time. That's it.
Having to meditate is actually a challenge to me, because after about 2 weeks of meditation, my workload started to increase. I've been working late hours, so to meditate is actually very precious, very valuable to me. So every time I meditate, I get more mindfulness at what I do, what is going through my mental chatters and so on. And actually, there's one phrase that I read somewhere. It says, if Guru is not Buddha, who is Buddha? So this is the thing that resonates very deep in me. That's all.
Hi. As you say, this is a very challenging exercise for me in year 2014. And also it's a very challenging homework. I need to, for example, adjust my schedule by, let's say, wake up early in the morning, adjust the clock. I mean, you know. So I would like to do it in the morning for these meditations. And it really helped me start, you know, by going through all this meditation, the exercise, it made me feel that whenever I do anything, I have the mind that refrains not to doing wrong, commit any wrong things. When I started to, you know, for example, start to get angry, I will try to calm down my mind and then pause a while. You know, this really helped me a lot. And I will continue to do it. Thanks.
This meditation has helped me in many, many ways. First of all, I think many people know that I don't like to get up early, so I've committed myself to get up early and do my meditation. Second thing is Intu gave me a book called Heart of the Path 3 years ago. I never bothered to read. Now I take the time, the trouble to read, at least understand the topics better. I used to confuse with Guru is inseparable with the Lama Tsongkhapa or whatever deity. Now I understand the topic better. And also the preliminary practice of four immeasurables also has helped me. Yesterday, I shared my experience with some of the Dharma brothers and sisters regarding meditation on four immeasurables. Someone whom I dislike very much, after doing the meditation, now my dislike has gone. And another thing is, I also recall before I met the Guru, how I was, and having met the Guru, how I've become. There are a lot of change in me, so I really, really find that this meditation is very, very beneficial.
I'd like to thank Vinpoche for organizing this for us. I think it's probably one of the most useful things that will bring about along with monastics in our life. For myself, I need to be more consistent in my meditation, I think. And so use too many books, consult too many books. I need to be more more consistent. By using maybe one book, like the Liberation of Palm of the Path as advice. That's it. Thanks.
Hello. I've always heard about analytical meditation, and I tried to do it many times, but I never got deep, and I think it became very confusing, or I never felt that I really got it until now doing this one topic, Guru Devotion. When we were first told about it, I have to say, I thought, oh dear, would this be very boring for 3 months? I think it's only 2 months now. And finally, I realized how useful it is to stay with one topic. It really has helped me, because at the same time that I'm doing this Guru Devotion meditation, I have gone back to teach part-time. And I found that every time when I do my meditation on this and I have to go out and teach, actually it has really helped me a lot in my teaching. I really have to reflect on, I mean, when you reflect on the 10 qualities, you begin to realize, you know, whether you have these qualities yourself or not. And of course, you know, I mean, I'm far from having any of those qualities, but it really makes you think about what it means, you know, to be a teacher. And then from there, I think it has, benefited me from wanting to do this meditation, I have two confessions. One is that I don't do it at the same time. I do it mornings, and sometimes when I miss it, I do it in the evenings. But I found that doing it in the morning is more helpful. Then the other thing I want to bring up is this fault-finding mind. I think I did discover that when I was meditating on this idea of this thing about, you know, not seeing faults in the guru, I begin to realize, oh yeah, you know, it really comes from a fault-finding mind, generally a fault-finding mind, you know, that finds fault in fact, everything, you know, that's why you see faults in a guru. But I have this question. Actually, for me, it's not a problem, this thing, fault-finding. To me, I don't have this problem about looking at faults in a guru. My problem would be feeling overawed looking at the guru. I mean, to me, I'm always stuck there. Why is it that we keep on bringing up this thing about finding faults? Because when we look at our gurus, they have such qualities. For me, it's feeling overawed and feeling like you are not good enough very often to be devoted to your guru. I think that's my problem. I think that's all.
I think the hardest part about meditation is at the beginning. Your thoughts run like horses and your mind can't wait to get on one of the horses and run away. And when it does, sleepiness sets in and your awareness is gone. So I think to meditate, my method was to imagine an image of the guru and the guru's mind being separated. No, not being separated from the Buddha's mind. And how my mind, how I'm trying to learn the mind of a guru and the Buddha's mind.
I became more familiar with the meditation based on the outline given. Seeing guru as Buddha is captured in my mind as I see him is guiding me through. I find 10 minutes meditation is too short, so I try to do it longer over the weekend. Perhaps later, Rinpoche can help. Do one has to meditate in sequence on the 8 points of correcting devoting to your guru? Thank you.
I keep the notebook, so I jot down my thoughts. So today is exactly the 60th day of meditation. Okay, I read the Lamasumpa Rinpoche's Half the Path, and on the section on the 8 disadvantages of incorrect devotion to the Guru, I feel that the last disadvantage is the worst one. So you will lack virtuous friends in all your future lives. So there's this story in the book that say that Milarepa offered the empty pot to Mapa. So it's an inauspicious thing. So I think a lot of times as students and beginners, due to our ignorance, we have unskillful means when we offer things to Guru or we do wrong things. But in the story, it says that Mapa immediately hit the pot and filled it with sound. So I don't know, when I read that part, I have this overwhelmed feelings that the Guru's kindness, you see, always there to watch out for us. And I just, you know, tear. Yeah, so I think Guru is always watching out for us, even if our ignorance or what, he's always trying to help us.
For me, my main challenge is that before coming to ABC, I'm actually from the Chinese tradition. So a lot of emphasis is put on relying on the teaching. So this topic is very challenging for me. So because of this meditation, I noticed that because of knowing the topic more, so this resistance is actually wearing down. And basically I'm a very skeptical person, and the so-called fault-finding mind because of this meditation, I've no choice, have to actually confront it. And then I know myself much better and have to tackle all my so-called negativities. And the other thing is that the recent thing is, I must also confess that I don't do it at a fixed time. And recently, my challenges in this meditation is that I find that I cannot keep to the 15 minutes. I'm getting a bit bored with the subject. So I'm just thinking maybe I should have find more materials to read so that I can meditate on, or to slightly change the sequence to the way I do the meditation. Because right now, I'm doing the meditation together with my guru devotion. I mean, guru yoga. So yeah, that's all.
To do the meditation forces me to read up more, because otherwise nothing much to meditate on. Definitely helps in able to recall the points, become more familiar. But to get any advance, then you have to read more, I think, for me. Then the interest in the meditation also goes up and down, because after that you plateau, then no more advance, you get bored again, then you start to go and have to go and read again. So but sometimes don't have so much time. So I'm more relaxed, so never mind. Then wait for other opportunity. Meanwhile, read other things. Then come back to it again. Hopefully, you get more things. But the good thing is that because we are also in VP, so when you are doing studying other things, it's all also interrelated. So although not putting a lot of effort directly attacking the topic, but sometimes other things comes, it helps. Like seeing the trying to see good qualities and not finding fault. I think it applies to everything and everybody that we face with. Of course, it's very difficult. Yeah, but these things, doing the meditation definitely helps in strengthening the points. Yeah, that's all. Thanks.
I think what Ken Rinpoche says is very true. Habituation. I think I'm more or less getting into the swing of it. I've actually been doing it for 7 months, and the first 3 months is very, very difficult to settle. But now I think I'm getting into the swing of it. I don't really want to stress myself about waking up time, but I normally do it in the morning. I normally do it between when 6:30 comes or before 7. I don't care what happens. I just drop everything, have a drink, and then I just hit the cushion. But I usually, as someone mentioned just now, the prelim prayers take quite a long time, but I don't actually do that. Maybe I don't imagine, visualize a merit field. But what I feel that can calm my mind down better is I do the foundational good qualities. I really read through it and, through all the lines and calm my mind down first, and then do a little short tonglen, and then I hit straight onto Guru Devotion. Somebody gave me the book on the Heart of the Path. I didn't know all the things were in there until just a couple of days ago. I was looking for the book, and then I really discovered that quite a lot of information there that is relating to what we are doing, actually a Guru Devotion, and find that a lot of stories are in there. I find that about fault finding and looking at good qualities, actually what Ken Rinpoche says is very, very true. Your looking at the good qualities will more or less, cover all the rest of the other faults. I find that not only in Guru Devotion, but I do it to some of my friends. One exercise friend is very, very irritating. So actually, instead of looking at all her faults, I go and think and through my mind all the good things that she's done. Then after that, my mind calmed down. So whenever I look at her now, I just think of her good points and I don't get so easily agitated. I think that's one very good thing that I know that I learned, to have patience, so on and so forth. let's see. Oh yeah, the other thing that I found out is that as you know, as one gets older, you know, your span of memory and your control is not very good. You tend to forget things, you know, and then you cannot recall. And your retention is not very good. So I find that I think I improve a little bit, not very much, but at least can remember a little bit more than what I had before. Because, you know, sometimes when you're so forgetful, you go to the kitchen, you open the fridge. You don't know whether you're putting things out or taking things out. You know, sometimes I think it has, you know, it's, you know, goes a bit better now. That's all.
Hi. Actually, I have been doing the concentrations meditation. And with this exercise, I think it helps me a lot, the outlines, and I hope I can do better. Thank you.
Okay, this is the first confession in class. I lapsed in meditation. So, I lapsed in the commitment, so that's the first confession. Even if I were to sit, I'm not too sure I'm meditating. So that's the second confession. It's more like reflecting, not so much on meditation, if I were to do. So I find, basically, when I start off, it's almost like meditating on the whole long run within just that topic itself. And just the benefits itself, I can't help finding, wondering, whether asking myself exactly what I want in life, actually. Because if I do not know exactly what I wish to have, I wouldn't think of those advantages as advantages, those benefits as benefits. If I do, I haven't settled with having belief or faith in suffering, then I think it's a bit difficult to even think of it being a benefit. So, the thing about, you know, saying that, Buddha says that, you know, he will appear as a guru, you know, as an ordinary being. So, I think that, even that, I think we have to really, I will end up thinking, you know, I have to settle the validity of Buddha first, actually. So in that sense, I think I'm stuck from the very first point to the last point of the guru devotion, because I really have to ask myself whether, you know, what exactly do I really desire? It's like if I do not have the thirst, or rather I do not recognize that I have the thirst, even if somebody were to offer me water, I wouldn't think of it as a benefit. So, yeah. I think, yeah, something to that effect. And I remember Ken Rinpoche ever says this before. He says his experience was, you know, how he can see the kindness of Lama Yeshe was because Lama Yeshe made him a monk. So at that point in time when he said that, I can't immediately think. That's because Ken Rinpoche thinks that being a monk is desirable. It's something that he wants. So that's why he thinks that somebody make him a monk is very kind to him. So if a person does not see that as desirable, then it wouldn't work. The kindness, the thinking of that person's kindness wouldn't work. So I ended up kind of like risk of still stuck. So something like that. Ken Rinpoche seems to have doubts about what I said. So
what you saying? You want to be done? No.
I'm not qualified.
Okay, I'm glad Ken Rinpoche clarified that we haven't started meditation, because this is a question that I had, because I've been thinking that it's just reflection all this while, just sitting down and just reflecting. So I guess I got that clarification. The one good thing for me is habituation, sitting down, and really concentrating on the preliminary practices, because I incorporated into the Guru Yoga, which in the past is just reciting, you know, just getting it done with, because it's a commitment to do it, and just reading through. But having to do this meditation requires me to sit down and think. And 15 minutes, you can't just rush through the whole thoughts. You have to sit down and calm your mind. And I think, like, for most people, mornings is the best, because for me, mornings is the best, and I'm not a morning person, but again, habituation, you can break that habituation, and I try to wake up early. Because in the morning, after I've gone through the points, at least throughout the day, it's still fresh in my mind. I do reflect on certain points throughout the day. And the other thing that helped me so much, I think, which I spend quite a bit of time on, is the supplication and the visualization of the rays of the light. Because I think when I do that well, the meditation does become better and clearer. And if I do that well, then I remember to that the guru is on my head. Actually, he's everywhere, but he's actually sitting on my head, so at least it's watching my behavior a bit. So thank you. I think this has been tremendous for me, which I'm a very lazy person.
You're asking some question or something? You're asking something, if I'm not wrong. You don't know what you're called or something?
No, what I meant is, like, it doesn't work if we don't know. Okay, I mean, we may actually list through the 8 benefits and the 8 disadvantage of not devoting correctly. But I think at the end of it is really, we need to ask ourselves exactly what do we want.
So you're not clear what you want, yeah.
So I think I need to settle that part first, because is it true that I truly believe that I'm suffering and therefore I want to be free of suffering? If not, it doesn't work to say that, oh, you know, it's because of guru that actually teaches us a method to be free from suffering, when I do not see it as suffering. I end up thinking that way. So, you know, yes, in the beginning, I mean, this through the steps, but when I think through, I think just the advantage itself, the benefits of guru devotion itself, will actually take up quite a bit of time. And it needs to think through, because if not, then the rest won't follow. The rest of the steps won't follow. I won't see it as a kindness if I don't see the result as desirable, something to that effect.
Yeah.
So what Watching said is definitely the truth here. You first have to know what you're looking for. What is your purpose? What is your goal? What are you looking for? Yeah? Otherwise, then there's no meaning in reflecting on the kindness of the Guru. Yeah? No meaning at all.
Yeah? So,
everyone is the same in wanting happiness and not wanting any suffering.
But the scope of the happiness and the suffering that we are talking about here goes way beyond this life. Yeah, we are talking about long-term happiness and so forth. Yeah, so without sorting out these things, yeah, in your mind, and without having a overview of all the possible goals, yeah, that you can achieve, without an overview of the entire Buddha Dharma, then it's difficult, yeah, really. I mean, if you think about it, then it is difficult, yeah. So first, you need to have pretty good idea of past and future lives, reincarnation. You need to first sort that out first, whether there's reincarnation or not, whether you will reincarnate or not, rather. Yeah. So from this you can see that before we can do any effective meditation, yeah, you first need to learn the Buddha Dharma and have a rough idea, at least overview of the entire Buddha Dharma, yeah, isn't it? Before you can even start to do any effective reflection or meditation, yeah. So like I think what Jay mentioned, yeah, you know, when is at times we do get carried off or distracted away from the main object of meditation for that session, isn't it? So sometimes, you know, when you come to the seven branch worship, you know, when you're making offerings, you know, then if you start elaborating on the offerings, you know, then you think of all each every Buddha, and then you think of all the offerings to each and every Buddha, and so and so forth. And then of course we do get distracted in that sense, but it itself, in general, is not a bad thing. You know what you're doing, you know, making offerings, that in itself it's not a bad thing. Itself is not a bad thing, yeah. So yes, your mind got distracted, you know, you got carried off, onto something else. But at least it was, you got carried off onto something else that is virtuous, yeah. So it's not that a very bad thing, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah. So but only bad thing you get late, yeah. You make sure your alarm whatever wake up you, you know, so you go in time, your job. Then, what else? Toxin, that Sangaranyam United, Chuna, Gombia, to the Chigla Sotuna, and Shadaya Puyare, Rotanga Samson, go to the Chigla, that was any Chig, did they, and it's also Chig, so when she come and dance to the Chigla Sotuana, Pendo Chayo, Chuna Tireta, Mirik Naso, you were the Yashoni, the sugar, Kusamaja. 그리고 당하지. 뭐 당보 오는지는 티케이도 나와다 검게 갖고 추 잡지 늦었으나 그만 숨쉬 늦었어 수부체전 심대로 담아자의 기운도 와. 검하신 남산 되는 검게야 그 니네 하고 마치 지금 남산 검게 갖고 그래. 추라 수부체 아니 지. 늦었으나 그만 마치 늦었어 아니 마 심대바나 심 중부다. 아니 수부이나 지다. 지 검게도 두지 약쇼도 들으셔.
So my suggestion or opinion is that it's best, very important to meditate at a fixed time every day. You have to decide on the time and then you stick to it. You know? Yeah. Of course, everybody is different. You know? But ideally, it's best to do it in the morning after you wake up. Yeah. But of course, you know,
when you wake up, if you have not woken up completely, then you know, then if you were just to sit on a cushion, then that would also be a bit of a challenge. So perhaps when you wake up, you know, you wash yourself and you do some stretching or some basic exercises, you know, just to completely, you know, get into the waking state, yeah. And then just a couple of minutes of that, right? Then you sit down, then the mind is much fresher, yeah, definitely. Alert, yeah. More alert. So I think it's extremely important to fix a time, you know, like a time in the morning, you know, and then stick to it, you know. Yes, we have to go to work, but you can also treat this as an essential activity, a work that you have to do every day, you know. So it's a matter of decision. So you tell yourself in this particular period of time in the morning, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and this is my schedule. I have allotted this to my meditation. I will not do anything else. You know, whatever I need to do later, that comes later. You know, but for that allotted period of time, I do my meditation. You need this kind of decision from the beginning.
Yeah. That day, my young adult, that young man, to such a simsu. That chinsit dance, so quiet. What that day, Tabshi, no matter, Tuxin, that. And Lotan Lotina, Kalakal, and she wanted she that come a joint, you should say, and she wanted she come there, she does, she don't want a thing, did to raise you to where I heard it. About the men a couple ago, Namto shook chair with King Gilly. Mikotation, Namsa, Indra, that day, you may him, but it.
So it is essential to allot this time and stick to it. And you have to do this from year, continuing for years. It is to be expected that your mind will wander off. Because, you know, we have so much mental chatter, you know. So much thinking this and then, and the mind goes in the future thinking this and then. You know? There's no other way. You just have to deal with it. It will happen whether we like it or not. It has to happen. It will happen. So the only thing left to do is to bring it back with mindfulness and vigilance. And then, yes, even if you bring it back, you will run away again. Then you just bring it back. No choice. If you don't do this, there's nothing else. There's no method at all. Nothing can be done. So you just have to get at it. You know, the mind runs off, put it back. And then you keep on doing this, you know, stick to allocated time and do this daily from year to year. Then after a while, after a couple of years, you know, then you'll really be able to settle into that meditation time. When it's meditation time, your mind automatically settles. You know, you don't, you know, but it takes years of practice. So there's no other way out there.
Oh, that just answered it. That number part of the young chick teacher then she took away. What did they get on the dark ones? I'm kind of jacquire, or little woman, but I'm kind of mutiny jacquire, that go money and she jacquire.
So if you really want to be able to meditate, this is what you have to do. It takes a long time. So it's just a matter of applying mindfulness and vigilance and then just pull the mind back whenever the mind is distracted and just get at it. No? Yeah. And of course, in the course of doing the meditation on a daily basis, there will be times where we feel bored, we lose interest, and we will ask ourselves, why am I doing this? And what's the point? These all kinds of thoughts will arise.
Hotel. rangin namdo ge xiang du song bai na ani wo ne jiga mi ti ge xi di ba mong bo sa xi di ba mong bo sa na ani ye song du tu na tin de ge nam xi mong bo xi ya chi ya xian de bai zan tin zo na ka pre sa ma tang ko le sa ma tang xi ya chi wo ne xi ta da ta mi lu te ge kap de la wo ne xi ka le jia su sap sap chi ku du su wa wo ne ka le jia ku re sa ta ba wo ne xi nyop chi ta tu de tu zu ma de si ne ya tin de ge sa ma tang xi ya chi pan du ta
So these thoughts will arise, so many kinds of distractions and mental chatter and so forth, yeah. But we just have to work with it. We have to work hard at dealing with it. There's no other way out, you know. You know, you guys are not new Buddhists. You have heard so many teachings already. You have heard the entire Lam Rim, you have heard so many things, you know what to do. You know that, you know, if your minds get distracted, you know, if you follow after all your discursive thoughts, incorrect mental attention, then you lead you to all kinds of problems and suffering, including suffering in the lower realms and blah, 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 you know. So, I mean, we know so much, you know. So, then, now's the time to act on it, yeah? To act on the distracting thoughts, yeah? To try to deal with it, yeah, by thinking that, you know, now we have this human life of freedom and endowments, we have the opportunity to deal with it, yeah. So this is the time that I'm going to use this opportunity to deal with it. I'm going to work hard,
yeah. 로당로 튼이 깔았잖아 아니 오네식다 검제베다 지구도 전부 통투베시 어떻게 해서래 로 남성이 왜 갖고 그래 로
Yeah, please don't think that, you know, at the beginning when you meditate, you know, you're going to feel, you're going to feel this or feel that, or you have all these experiences, you know, so you can kind of forget about it now, okay? It's not going to happen, but you know, you just have to keep at it, you know, then after No, you keep at it, no, for months, and then after a year, then maybe you'll start to see some slight benefit, you know, and then you're laying the foundation for the future. Yeah.
What interesting. I need some
Some of you have indicated that it's only when you started this meditation that then you saw the need actually to actually revisit some of the topics that you've learned, yeah. That you actually discovered that you needed more information, isn't it? And therefore you had to then research and then read and think about stuff, yeah. Oh, that is a good that is one great benefit. Oh, like I said earlier, so if through this past, you know, two months of thinking about the topic of correctly relying on the virtuous friend, you know, on a daily basis, and if you have now a better idea of the whole topic of guru devotion, such that, you know, it appears more readily to your mind, then that is already a benefit, yeah. That's, you can see, there's really that benefit, yeah.
Oh, that today is tambukwa, that is yukla, that one is chikta pagi. 아니 랑이 계획심이 되다. 문에 약보인바 아니 산재단 다와인바 어떤데시다 다투배라 다 윤전 가래에는 직대 송제 다 가래가 변도체도 다 가래가 누가 체했던 것도 쓴다 윤전 가가 구구여 말해 당부 차장세 너희도 잘 구구여 하래 되네 다 윤전 가야노면서 송제다 랑이 계획심이 되 산재단 다와인바 산재단 직바인바 어떤데시다 알았다 오늘 시 규진 가야하는 것이 양의 양도 섬당시에 로티 졸라다 콤바된 거예요.
But this, you know, having this clear idea of the whole topic of guru devotion is essential building block for actual meditation and reflection, isn't it? You need this. Then once you have this overall idea, it's very clear in your mind. Then, you know, in order to move your mind closer to the perspective of being able to see the Guru as like Buddha or seeing the Guru as the Buddha, then you know, because you have all these reasons and you have a grasp of the material, isn't it? Everything appears clearly. Then with that as a basis, then you can just focus, you know, on those points that are effective for your own mind, that is powerful for your own mind, powerful for you to elicit that faith, you know, that the Guru is perhaps Buddha or like Buddha, you know, right?
Oh, Tukshime. Teta ko, tindeke ta, ta ngone gomjaya nduka na nyingbo teke shiwa nade, sanje ta dawa ta te, ta chung na sanje nangshi inba. Dime na, ta tila laga ta sanje nguwa rang inisi, ta tindeke ta chik, tindeke ani chik tong tuba shi chung na, ranga simi tingla, ishe nye tuba shi chung bai na, ngone zi, ta salam ke tokpa nyurdu tu tuwe di, ane tokpa me bale, otire.
So, through this whole exercise, you know, after some time, you know, then the end game is basically an end game. Yeah, is your mind moving closer to the point in, you know, your mind, you know, really being able to start to see, and really maybe the Guru is perhaps he's really like Buddha, you know, and if better still, the Guru is actually Buddha, you know, so. That's the end game. If you're able to nudge your mind and, you know, slowly and to think like that, and when the mind starts to think like that and have that experience, then it is said that the realizations of the paths and grounds will not be difficult, yeah, to achieve.
Yeah. 둔둘하면 내주로스 둔둘하면 내주 공개했다 뒤로 영보 뒤로 시험 가야 말해 그래서나 고다 점도 숨겨서 되네다 아니지 그래 아니 세면세 고매 아니 다가 난 장주 숨송해 되네마다 아니 나게 뛰나 아니 남았어 다시 야라도 마셔서 나 돈다 삼도다 뒤로다 뒤당사 아니지다 다 신이게 연대삼해 아니로 왔다 300권에 두배, 주여권에 두배, 영부 뒤로와, 알아봐. 저장, 곤란의 내지 샤샤바나, 다, 까마 주차가서, 둔둔의 내지 곰냐, 곧 대화 열어오지, 바로와, 알아봐.
So, in this mind that sees the Guru as like Buddha, and better still, the mind that sees the Guru, you know, you have really, you know, oh, Guru is Buddha. This is the very meaning of six session Guru Yoga, isn't it? End of the day is that, it's not about all those, you know, blah 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 elaborations. That's the heart and the meaning of that, isn't it? Very essential point of six session Guru Yoga, the very essential point of Guru Yoga, you know. You know, as many of you are familiar, in six session Guru Yoga, we start with refuge and bodhicitta, then it's the meditation of the four immeasurables, then you adopt bodhicitta, but after that, immediately, then you visualize the Guru, isn't it? Yeah, and on that basis, then you make offerings and so forth, like the seven branch worship, and then there's the short and there's an practice basically of relying correctly in thought and relying correctly in action. Yeah, but the very heart of that is basically the mind that sees Guru as Buddha. That's the whole essence of what Guru Yoga is.
Yeah. Oh, 안 탈바다 안 탐지 집에 고방 두벨라 아니 지금 쉬울 날로 보셔야지 그거 어때래?
So when the mind is transformed into seeing Guru as Buddha, then, so what? That's the thing I don't understand. So what? What's the purpose? Oh, if you have that mind, then you basically have the foundation, the basis for accomplishing all your wishes into the future. Then liberation and enlightenment becomes easy. That's what you get. So we can tell from our own experience, yeah, you know, how much impact the guru's advice and teachings will have on our mind. Very much, it's all dependent on how much faith we have, yeah. So you know, if you really have trust and faith in the guru, you know, whatever he tells, you know, you'll be willing to put it into practice. You carry it out immediately without any hesitation. You know? Otherwise, yeah, he's your guru. Yeah, he's my guru. But you know, the faith is just like that. You know? Then, you know, the guru says something, then you say, yeah, maybe he means this, maybe he means that. You know, yeah, there's all this, blah, blah, philosophical discussion. But the end of the result is you just leave it aside. You know, it's like almost like he didn't say it. You know? Or it's just like, you know, when you say we receive advice from Guru. End of the day, whether the advice from the Guru benefits your mind or not, depends on how much faith you have. It all boils down to that. How much impact, you know, that advice has on the mind, very much, you know, boils down to that faith or lack of it. That's why, you know, we say the practice is about cultivating faith in the Guru, yeah. Because when you have faith, then that's the effect it has on our minds. Yeah? Then whatever teachings and advice, you know, will be beneficial for our own minds, yeah. That's why the root is about having faith, the root training, yeah.
What else? Anything to clarify? I don't remember everybody's.
Love, love,
Johnson.
Hello, Ken Rinpoche. Just like to check with you, if let's say we do the meditation, so do we base on just one book like Lamrim Tremo or Liberation? No, do we have to stick to one book or should we read widely for materials for our meditation?
It's
better to base it on one chosen book, yeah. Yeah, in the first place, you guys don't have the time to read everything, yeah.
So
it's not that you guys don't know the material. You have studied already, isn't it? So, whatever we have studied, you know, we should be able to summarize on our own power, on our own ability to summarize, you know, and into the main points, you know. And how do we do that, you know? Whatever you have studied, you should be able to summarize the points by relying on outlines. So, but depending on outlines, you're able to put, you know, whatever you have learned into their proper place, you know. Yeah. This is the way forward. Otherwise, you know, and then you're going to look at outlines, again you're going to look at the material and study, and it's never ending. You know the stuff already.
Oh, too soon. Today, what that? Yeah, the subject. Subject. Tone. That. Lam. Singing. Then. So. Then. So. Chasing. Just. Subject. Then. Chasing. That. Go. Low. To. Chat. To. Bas. Oh. The. That. 진대시. That. Gom. Gom. Jam. 진대시. 연구하시. 연구들. 독신이다. 신의 땐수 우스로 가나 가네 라바이나 소수 세미나로 여바시다. 세부 여바시. 아주 소야되 기침을
So if you are talking about the topic of Guru Devotion, you should be able, you know, to summarize the entire topic of Guru Devotion into the set of correct outlines. Yeah. You must be able to do that. Yeah. And it's only on the basis then you meditate. Yeah. So you must work on this. You know, summarize, you know the entire topic, yeah, fine, but you should be able to summarize everything into those major outlines, you know, and be so clear about it, you know.
Oh, today is that one. Tukshini, that one, that maje vachini, that yangne yang to, that samnu tangwa shirisha. Oh, that da dao sum kum jabare de yang.
It is something that you have to keep going at, you know, and reminding yourselves, you know, of whatever you have learned and whatever you have experienced, you know, in your meditation, without forgetting it, you know. It has to be there all the time in the back of the mind without forgetting. Otherwise, you know, now we're spending about 3 months, right? We're going to spend about 3 months on the first topic of Guru Devotion, and then you move on to the next topic. It is likely that you know, as you move to the next topic, then you start to forget, you know, whatever you have meditated on earlier. This cannot happen, shouldn't happen. And the way to stop it from happening is to rely on mindfulness. Yeah, mindfulness. You just have to remind,
yeah.
My point, yeah, is this now. What I'm driving at is this now. Just studying the Dharma or hearing the Dharma, you will not remember anything. It doesn't stay in the mind. No way. No way. So now we are moving up, you know, to the next step, you know, of reflection. Yeah. So when you reflect on things regularly, it stays in your mind. It stays in your mind. It stays there. You know? It really sticks. You know? And it's only when you have everything very clear in your mind, such that you can recall them at any time of your choosing. You know? You just, then you have something to work with. Then you have something to meditate. You know? Because only when you're able to recall material, then you're able to focus on a particular, you don't want to investigate a particular point, you're able to recall immediately, and then, okay, then you focus, oh, this is that. Then you're able to analyze, yeah. So you need that, you see, that kind of, you need to have it in your head, yeah, basically.
Saving in the dish.
The Buddha's teachings and the Lamrim does not exist in the book, you know. It has to exist inside your head, you know. Yeah. We have already finished with the first step, which is reading the book, you know. So now we need to move to the next step, you know. So we have to transfer the Buddha's teachings from the book. You transfer the Lamrim from the book into the head, you know. Like what can we say? You need to save it there. It has to be there.
Okay, so this group of people is doing that now, you know, put inside. So far outside, it's done. Now put this in your brain, okay? After you put everything, this volume in your brain, then third level, then we meditate, okay? Okay? Is that better in the preach, yeah? You say something? I think she says something like that. Put in preach, but then she forgot. After doing this 2 months, six, I think she did 7 month meditation. Now she remember everything what in the preach. I'm joking. Anyway. She says something like that, I don't know. I don't know.
We are still looking at the chapter of introspection, isn't it, in the Shantideva's. You know, it talks about the great importance of being mindful, isn't it? Right. But in the first place, there must be something that there's something that you have to be mindful about. If there's nothing to be mindful about, then how do we talk about the faults of not being mindful in the first place if there's nothing to be mindful about, you know? And you have to be vigilant, you know? But I mean, what are you being vigilant about, you know? So You know, it talks about the faults of afflictions. Wow, you know, you have to be mindful not to get angry and blah, blah, blah. But in the first place, you have to be mindful, yeah? Otherwise, you know, by the time you get angry, you're already angry, and then you still have to go and then look for the book, you know? First you have to find the book, you know? And then even you find the book, you may not get the time to read it, you know? So by the time you know, you say you want to be mindful, but by the time, you know, but you don't know what you're mindful about, then you have to start looking for the book, and then you have to find the book, and then you have to find the time to read. So a long time would have transpired between getting angry and until you know what you were not mindful about, yeah.
And
then of course, you know, then you start looking for the book, and then you don't find what you want, you don't find the advice, then you cannot find it, you get more upset, isn't it? So this is what I think, yeah. So it is, we have to move the teachings from the book. We have to move the lamrim from the book into the mind. We first, you have to have a clear idea, you know, in your mind, such that you want to recall any point, you can just do it, you know. So this is what I see that we should do, moving from the first level into the second. The second level is basically just putting the entire teachings in here first.
Yeah.
So we have spent about the 2 months on the topic of guru devotion. What do you think if we do it for one more month? Huh? What? You want to do for whole life, you see?
We try another 1 month, okay? Same topic, try 1 month. Then after that, maybe. So,
So you just have to carry on, right? So you have made the commitment, right? So you just have to do it daily without missing it, yeah? Of course, there are people who come to tell me, oh, I broke the continuity, I missed doing it for 1 or 2 days, what should I do? What is there to do? You have already missed it, what? You just continue from the next day, just continue, lah.
So even if you happen
to have missed doing the meditation for 1 or 2 days, but you shouldn't use that therefore as a reason, since I missed already, don't do it already, forget it. No, that's wrong, yeah, that's a mistake, yeah. Or rather you should think, I'm gonna carry on, I'm gonna do it.
Anything? Any point to talk? No. 시간에 다 갈아 가보여 하래. 오늘씩 미간과 집밥하래. 다 곰자 렐러보여 하래. 오늘씩 템바대에 가보래. 다린 튕겨있는 성의 제도도 와. 렐러보면 와. 다린 약보이 튕겨있는 성의 쇼가 양호 삼당도 제도도 와. 이나양 것도 쓰면 다와 튕겨있는 동안 오늘씩 향. 템바 열게 줘야지 여태 보시래. 어디야? 로와. 어디래?
So what we are trying to do here is it's not an easy task. I understand. It's difficult, yeah. To meditate is not an easy thing, yeah. You know, we may be thinking about something today, and then you know, but then the next morning we forget, you know. You know, we forget what we were reflecting on, isn't it? Some of the points, right? It happens, you see. But if we shouldn't look at it, you know, in terms of a day or two. These things will happen, but the thing is just to get at it day after day. Then we can see, isn't it? That after a while, the memory does improve. It doesn't just get better, yeah? Right. I mean, things tend to stay, yeah, after, you know, you just get at it repeatedly.
Oh, 독신이. 근데 신이 아니신 이래 독신이. 아니, 템벌 템벌이나, 템벌 체벌이나, 아니, 독신 다 와도, 아니, 독신 다 와, 가시집에 지어나, 안 다가 잡아 댕고요 말해. 그나마니 니마 종아 소아니 나와 직도 대시다 남산 텐트에 지고요 래.
So then after you know you get at it, you know, after months and years, you know, after you have the kind of stability and experience, you know, so even though you don't think about something daily, you know, even you will just think of something after 2 weeks or a month, you know, you still will remember it, you know. Because of having habituated yourself to that topic, yeah, isn't it? So after a while, you tend to remember things for a longer period of time.
Oh, 독신이 다 단단히 못해. 아니 지금 남들 용서 좋아지 생기 등도 시작했다. 바시 약보 시작시 뒤다. 레와치에 뒤에 뒤 탑시시 뒤는 오늘 생기 등도 바시 약보 시작나 가서 쉬었나시래 뒤네요. 심하나 아니 지금 남들 성조 쉬어래. 아니 남들 민념된 쉬어래. 뒤서 아니 레와 잡서지 여가래. 그러와 방세 샤바이나 다 방세 샤세는 오늘 인베니베 띵라 쇼키아 관시 어디네 있어라.
So what I'm hoping and what I'm trying to work towards is to be able to move, you know, for everybody to move the teachings and the lumbering from the book into the mind, such that you know it can appear clearly in your mind. So you have it in there, you know, you can really remember stuff, you know. So when we talk about planting imprints, it has to happen on this second level, not really on the first level of hearing. No, on the second level, the imprints are planted through this second level, yeah, of what we're trying to do here. Then, when you are able to have a clear idea of the whole lumbering in your mind, like that, very clearly, then there is hope for the future. Because then, whatever teachings of the lumbering you're gonna receive in the future, and whatever practice or reflection you're going to do on a lumbering in the future, then there's maybe some hope, you know, to be able to have some result, you know, from those activities, yeah. Because you really have the base, you know.
Oh, 독신이. 어떤 약
So, what I think is that while it is possible to remember things in the future life, that the things that you cannot remember in this life, while that is a possibility, while it remains in the realm of a possibility, but I think on the practically that's quite difficult to. Quite difficult to understand, yeah, how that's the case. If you cannot really remember something in this life, you know, then what basis is there to say that, you know, in the future life, you know, oh, we'll remember, you know. So therefore, as much as possible, we have to really plant as many imprints as you can in this life.
So
So the very essence of what I've said so far today is this, yeah. So the objective is to, with regards to, let's say, this particular topic, you know, of guru devotion that we are focusing on, yeah, you to have the whole topic appear clearly in your mind, yeah, and you should be able to remember it, not just appear but also to stay, yeah? To remain, yeah.
Okay, so this is the.
While I think that there isn't any problem in thinking any in choosing any of the what if you're thinking about the advantages of relying on the virtuous friend, there isn't a problem per se in choosing out of order, but if we follow according to what the text says, using it as a basis, it is helpful for mastering the topic in that it helps in, you know, the whole section appearing clearly in your mind and be able to remember it. Because if you don't have that as a basis, and then, you know, you don't have that as a basis, and then you start meditating, one day you do this, you start with A, and then one day is 1, and one day is 2 and 3, then at the end, you end up not remembering everything, you know. It's all mixed up, yeah. So it's better to have a basis.
Right.
So if we reflect, you know, according to what is listed in the teachings, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, and 8, you're able to remember things easier. It tends to stay in your mind because you really have an order, you have a basis, a structure to work with. You know. Otherwise, you know, one day you're thinking about this, and one day you're thinking about that, you know, so if there's no particular order, and then, you know, then it makes it much more difficult to remember the all the stuff here.
Okay. All right. I think we've been too long. 1:30. Sumba, Shiba, Baba. So.
So we have to keep in mind, yeah, that this whole thing started because of Lama Zopa Rinpoche's advice. Rinpoche advised and gave advice, and he was very serious about it. You know that we have to now. Start this meditation program, that it will be very good, yeah. So we have to remember, remind ourselves that we are fulfilling His wishes, and this, our activity is something that will please His mind. Yeah. And from our side, you know, we can think that whenever we are doing, I'm doing this, you know, as an offering of practice. It's an offering of practice to Rinpoche. Yeah. And so by keeping this, and also if we are accomplishing our own purposes, yeah. Great purposes for ourselves. Yeah. So by keeping all these points in mind, then so just try continue, okay? In this daily practice, yeah.